诸位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。赵翔第一次在这边跟大家共同学习还有分享佛法，那大家对人间净土有没有很熟悉？觉得很熟悉的请举手。也没有全部举手嘞，哈。大家在这里有看到哪边有出现人间净土吗？好，大家要不要念一下？人的品质建设人间净土。虽然我们常常听到这个法鼓山的理念，哈，提升人的品质建设人间净土，但是其实我们可以再多一层了解它的意思，然后在我们的修行上也会更发现这个理念跟我们之间有什么关系。当我们更了解它的时候，我们在去修学佛法的时候，观念了解之后，进一步我们可以在实践上更深刻的去深化我们的修行。好，那首先
Hi, good morning everyone, welcome. And this is actually the first time I share Dhamma with everyone here. And very delighted to learn and share with everyone. So the topic we will talk about today is Pure Land in Human Realm. So are you familiar with the concept of Pure Land in Human Realm? You can raise your hand if you want. So basically, so Fa Shi mentioned the calligraphy here, by Shifu basically, talks about, enhancing the quality of human and create pure land in human realm. That's the, calligraphy here. So, and this is something that's raised by Master Shen Yan, by Shifu, and we can try to understand deeper into the meaning of the concept that Shifu raised.
大家以现在来讲，觉得人间净土，感觉这个名词，好像到处都听得到，可是在之前是这个名词是没有出现，是宋明以后一直到近代几位大师才提出来这个名词。
So, the idea of pure land, in human realm is, something that we heard a lot in modern Buddhism, but, it's actually, from Song Dynasty or after Ming Dynasty. So it's around, 1400 to 1600 where, we have the, Buddhists raised this concept of, pure land in human realm.
那所以我们可以来好好的来了解它，那首先问大家，大家觉得有净土吗？有没有人觉得没有净土？大家都普遍现在都觉得知道有净土，那我们也问问大家，大家觉得净土怎么样的地方大家会觉得是个净土？有人讲觉得西方极乐世界才是净土，
当下心境就是净土。
有人觉得当下心境就是净土。那还有没有？目前有两个。
Okay, so, first of all, I want to ask, is there pure land? Do you believe there is pure land? I don't know if, So, what's your idea of, what's your understanding of what is pure land? So we have, Bodhisattva here shared that they think, you know, Amitabha's Western pure land is pure land. We also have Bodhisattva here that shared, that the current moment, the current place that we are at is the pure land.
那其实 净土哈，我们大家知道是叫做一个清净的地方，或很庄严、很静妙的世界哈，这叫净土。那这个净呢，清净呢，是我们佛法很重要的核心概念哈。那一般讲到清净，有两个方面来讲这个净土哈，一个是指什么众生的清净，跟什么世界的清净，就像我们这个环境一样，大家坐在这里，就是我们个人哈，众生这么多人，个人身心的清净，还有什么这个环境的清净。
So first of all, we want to have a deeper understanding of the definition of Pure Land. So what is Pure Land? Pure Land is a land that is pure, solemn, clean, and wonderful. And this idea of pureness is the core of Buddha Dharma. And it encompasses two aspects. One is the pureness of sentient beings.Another is the pureness of the world. So one example is the environment we hear today. So there are two parts. One is the pureness of everyone, of the sentient beings sitting here, and another is this environment, this practice center. It's very pure.
所以净土的意思就是说，如果我们没有一些染污，而是清净的，然后没有烦恼，但是有智慧的，还有呢，我们没有一些嗔恚生气，有慈悲心，还有我们也没有一些杂染过失烦恼，而有清净的功德，好，这就是代表这个是净土的意思。
So hence the definition of pure land is a land where there's no defilement but full of pureness, no vexation but full of wisdom, no anger or hatred but full of compassion, no like faulty misdeeds but full of pure merit.
好，那再问，刚刚大家有讲净土，有人提在什么西方极乐世界，有人觉得说当下的心念清净就是净土。那这两个就有点不太一样，对不对？那问问大家哦，那到底净土在哪里？大家觉得一般我们学佛的人讲到净土，大部分想到的是怎么样？是西方极乐世界。所以一般人我们常想到的净土是这个世界还是另外的世界？都觉得在另外的世界，对不对？所以就觉得好像要离开我们这个现实世界，那另外到别的净土去，是不是这样子？觉得是的请举手。好啊，觉得不是的所以有人觉得有人间净土，在哪里？是在我们这里就有，还是要离开我们这个世界？啊？现在有不同想法。
Okay, so now we review the definition. Now, let's ask the question: Where is Pure Land? So is it out of this world or in this world? So we have Bodhisattva here mentioned there is this Western Pure Land by Amitabha Buddha, and we also have Bodhisattva mentioned the current environment is Pure Land. So Fa Shi asked, do we have to, you know, get out of here, go somewhere else to get into Pure Land? Or...We are already in a pure land. What's your
好？那如果说，有人是觉得离开这里，另外有净土嘛？哈，有人觉得在这边也有净土。那大家觉得，如果在这个地方就有净土的话， 那我们这个娑婆世界又叫做什么？五浊恶世。那我们能说我们的娑婆世界是清净的吗？啊？不是，不是，对不对？好，这两个会不会觉得有点矛盾？好，往生净土跟什么？往生净土是另外有一个地方是净土，那另外一个是觉得现实之间，现实就有净土。刚刚有个菩萨提到说什么？当下心净的时候也会有净土。好，所以佛经里头告诉我们要往生净土的话，就表示有没有世界比我们这个地方清净？
有，
一定有嘛，齁，所以才会这样讲。那以现在的科学有没有可以证明？有没有证明有世界比我们这里好？
有
没有？有人提到，不知道最近科学家不是什么气候变迁吗？那不是有物理学家提出一个概念吗？要移民到哪里去？其他星球嘛。那既然要移民到其他星球，就表示这个星球怎么样？已经渐渐他觉得地球有可能会毁灭，所以希望去更好的环境，所以现在的科学家才会提说不如集合所有人的力量来发展怎么样移民到另外一个星球嘛，所以这个是现代科学的证明嘛。
So where is it? Is the current world we call the Saha world, in Sanskrit, is it pure land? And we have a Bodhisattva that mentioned, you know, we also call this world the world with five types of defilement. So clearly, there's a contradiction here, because we have Bodhisattva that mentioned if your mind is pure at this moment, you're in pure land at this moment. So, Fa Shi mentioned that we could look into modern science, right? So in modern science think the current world is a pure land? And if we examine the current theory, there are scientists that suggest we have this climate change, we should go to a newer, cleaner, better planet, and we should use all our resources to migrate there. What does it mean? It means they think this planet might be destroyed on some day and we want to go somewhere else. So if we look into other theory, like if we look into science, we can see that the current world is not deemed pure land.
所以佛经上说十方世界有很多的净土，我们这个世界很大，所以世界无边，净土亦无边，所以就是不是只有这个，还有很多的净土在这个世界上。
So Buddha mentioned that there are pure land in all 10 directions, and pure land is limitless. So it's not just here, but like all over without boundaries, there are a lot of pure land everywhere.
好，大家最熟悉的哈，就是什么？《阿弥陀经》里头讲的嘛，对不对？《阿弥陀经》讲什么？从事西方过十万亿佛土，有世界名曰极乐，其土有佛号阿弥陀，今现在说法。这是说阿弥陀佛的极乐净土，这是从事相上来看到的确是有的。
So let's talk about the pure land that's out of this world. So in Amitabha Buddha Sutra, it mentioned that from 10,000 Buddha land away, there's this world called Sakavati, and meaning possessing happiness, the Western world possessing happiness. It is on that land, there's this Buddha called Amitabha Buddha, and they're giving Dharma talk right now. And that is the Amitabha Buddha land. So this is, in practice, there are pure land that is out of this world.
好，那从另外一个来看呢，净土是不离开我们现实世间的。好，这从理上来看，好，那华严经有提到三界为心，万法为事。好，还有解生密经也讲到，我说诸法众缘生，好，为事现。还有维摩经中也提到唯心净土的道理，所以维摩经也提到，若菩萨欲得净土，当净其心，随其心净则国土净，若人心净更见此土功德庄严。好，这整段呢，几个经典里都提到说，这个国土到底是清净的还是污秽的，跟我们的什么有关？跟我们的心有关。所以我们的心事会影响外在的环境，所以如果我们内在的心事清净，外在的国土也会清净。如果心事不清净，外在的国土就不清净。
So we examined the, in practice, there is pure land out of this world. But from another aspect, in theory, in this world, we also have pure land. In Flower Adornment Sutra, it talks about three worlds. The world of desire, world of form, world of formlessness is formed by mind. All the phenomena are formed by six consciousness. And we also have this Sadini Makana Sutra. This is a sutra from Yogacara school. It talks about all the phenomena and conditions arise because of consciousness. And we also have Vimala Kirti Sutra. This is Mahayana Sutra. It talks about if a bodhisattva wants to go to pure land, they should purify their mind. And once their mind is pure, the environment, the land is pure. And they also talk about if the human's mind is pure, and then the land is more solemn and virtue and pure.
好，这个是在理上这样讲是很容易了解，对不对？可是这个在现实世界就能见到清净国土，这个是跟我们的什么修正功夫有关系，是不是？我们现在当下有看到是净土吗？原则上，所以可是以佛的佛眼见世间是净土是吗？好，这个在经典上大家都知道，所以在什么《摄大乘论》有讲到。清净佛国土，由佛见清净。好，我们是因为我们的修正功夫没有到佛的境界，所以我们虽然相同在这个娑婆世界，看到的就不一样。我们看到会是秽土，好，就是五浊恶世很多浊乱的这样的环境。可是以佛的眼光来看，当下就是什么净土。
So this is, in theory, it's very easy to understand, but in practice, it is very hard. And if we view this world, this current environment from Buddha's mind, from Buddha's eyes, then this land, the current moment, the current place is pure. But if we see from our common sentient being's mind, the current environment is not so pure.
好，所以在法华经，大家有诵过法华经，知道佛曾经三遍这个世界变成净土，让大家可以看见，可以相信。好，那维摩经呢，也是提到哈，舍利佛跟佛在对谈。 听佛法跟佛讨论到的时候，舍利佛在维摩经里头也曾经怀疑什么？佛的心怎么样？不清净。为什么？因为他觉得为什么这个世界是娑婆世界，为什么佛这个世界如果是什么不清净的，就代表佛的心有没有清净？所以那时候舍利佛有这个疑问，觉得是不是佛心不清净，所以感的这个娑婆世界是不清净的。啊，当时佛怎么样？佛就用他的脚趾怎么样按地，哦，接触地之后就怎么样，当下就现净土。这时候舍利佛才知道佛看到的是什么净土。
So, in the sutra, we also, there are records of, you know, in Lotus Sutra, Buddha actually shows the Pure Land, three times to common sentient beings, and they were able to see how pure the land is. And, also in the same, Vimalakirti Sutra, we have this, Sariputra, and, he basically is questioning why this current world is not so pure from his perspective, and he's questioning like the Buddha mind is not pure, hence the current Saha world is not pure. And basically in the sutra, Buddha pressed the ground using his toe, and then every sentient beings present was able to see this pure land, was able to feel the pure land.
好，所以因为心识的不同，所以影响到所见的环境不同。好，那也因为这样刚刚提到的种种，所以我们大家常听到的净土大概有几种。大家知道有几种吗？好，大家知道有四种，哪四种？好，自心净土、天国净土，还有少两个，佛国净土，还有什么？人间净土。哦，好，那在佛经里提到的人间净土是怎么样的呢？哪边？大家觉得现在不是人间净土，那什么时候会见到人间净土？好，人间净土哈，一般来讲哈，在弥勒下生经，哈，弥勒佛当来下生弥勒佛，下一尊佛就是弥勒佛，那他下生人间的时候，来到人间的时候，这个娑婆世界就是人间净土，所以弥勒佛会在龙华树下三会说法度无量众生，这是其中一个人间净土。
So, due to the different perspective, there are different types of pure land. So, there are four types of pure land. Pure land in human realm, pure land in heavenly realm, pure landBuddhism pure land, and pure land in mind. So, the first type is the pure land in human realm. So, we just talk about, the current realm that, many people don't feel it's pure land. So, what about if we examine the sutra?And the sutra, the first sutra Fashi mentioned is the sutra of mastery, Maitreya's descending into human realm. So in the future, Maitreya Buddha is the future Buddha. And in the future, he will born into human realm under a Naga palpa tree. And at that time, the human realm will become a pure land.
那另外一个是启示因本经提到的，是在我们的这个娑婆世界，有四大部洲嘛，哈，在须弥山的北方叫做玉丹月洲，也是另外一个名字叫北居如洲，哈，那边的人呢没有各种忧病苦恼，所以也是人间净土。
So another example of Pure Land in human realm is this southern tradition, the Hinayana Sutra called Agana Sutra. It talks about in the north of Mount Meru, which is this mystery mountain that's thought about in the center of universe in Indian metaphysical universe. And to the north of that mountain, there is this land. And there, people don't have sufferings, they don't have diseases. And this is also an example of human realm, pure land.
好，但是这两个都不在我们现实的世界。
So both, but however, both are not in our current Saha world in this moment.
好，接下来是天国净土。天国净土就是刚刚讲的，当来下生是弥勒佛，但是弥勒菩萨现在在哪里？就是在兜率天的内院，好，在那边说法度众生，所以那边是天国净土，将来来到人间才是人间，就是人间净土，好，这是其中一个弥勒净土是天国净土，好，那另外一个是在什么？《长阿含经》提到的，我们讲的声闻的第三果阿那含果呢？它这个生后生死之后，它升到哪里？五净居天，哦，它是那个地方也叫做净土。
So the second type is pure land in heavenly realm. So if we examine the sutra, there are examples. First example is in the sutra of Maitreya Buddha ascending into heavenly realm. So we just talk about the Maitreya Buddha millions of years and kalpas later, he will come to this human realm. But currently, Maitreya Buddha is in heavenly realm of Tusita realm. And he's giving Dharma talk there and delivering sentient beings there. And where he is this heavenly realm, pure land. The second example of heavenly realm, pure land, is in Durgagama Sutra, and it talks about, so there's this Hinayana achievement called Savaka, and if you achieve into the third achievement of Savaka, and the Sanskrit is Anagamita achievement, then you will go to this realm, this heavenly realm, and that is a heavenly pure land.
好，接下来就是佛国净土，大家应该都很熟悉了，对不对？刚刚有提到几个什么《阿弥陀经》的净土，阿弥陀佛的净土，还有《阿弥陀经》也提到什么六方诸佛的净土，太多的十方净土，大家只是比较熟悉什么药师佛的琉璃光净土，还有什么上方的相机佛净土，这几个是我们常常很熟悉的。那还有一个就是法华经提到的是什么灵山净土，就在我们这个世界。好，
So the third type is Buddhism pure land. If we look into the sutra in Amitabha Buddha Sutra, there's this pure land by Amitabha Buddha, and there are a lot of Mahayana sutras that describe different type of Buddhism pure land. One is in the Eastern realm, the pure land created by the Medicine Buddha, and one is in the Upper realm, the pure land created by the Incense Buddha, and also we are familiar with the Western happiness possessing Amitabha Buddha's pure land. And another example of Buddhism Pure Land is actually here in the Sahara world. It's this Lotus Sutra, the chapter of longevity that mentioned that in this Soul Mountain, in this Gradikuta Mountain, there is Buddhism Pure Land. This is in our world.
那另外一个就是我们也很熟悉的叫做自心净土哈，这个唯心净土哦，出于《法华经》方的方便品也有说到哈，一称南无佛，皆已成佛道。好，只要有一念心，我们念南无佛就跟佛道相同，就在这一念就可以生净土哈。还有我们只要一念发起我们菩提心的时候。虽然我们是凡夫，就已经入了佛位，所以刚刚《维摩诘经》上提到的也是随其心净，佛土净。这个唯心净土在《杂阿含经》就已经有提到了，心净故众生净，众生清净之后，国土就会清净，这是自心净土。
So the fourth type is the pure land in our mind. So in sutras we can find a lot of examples. In Lotus Sutra, the chapter of convenience method, it talks about once you chant Namo Amitabha Buddha, then you're attained Buddhahood. Or there's, if you just keep chanting Namo Amitabha Buddha, you get the benefit of your, in accordance with Buddha's way. So in that moment that you're chanting, you're in pure land. And another sutra that talks about it, that is, excuse me, in the Flower Adornment Sutra, it says, if you have the original vow, you've attained the right way. And there's this Vimalakirti Sutra. It says, accompany the pureness of the mind, the Buddha land is pure. And we have another Sumita Gama Sutra. It talks about if your mind is pure, all the sentient beings are pure. And since all the sentient beings are pure, then the land that sentient beings are in is pure.
好，有这种种净土哈，大家觉得这是，你看天国净土、佛国净土，这算他方的净土，对不对？那人间净土刚刚提到两个，又不在我们的现实世界。那这里头哪一个净土跟我们比较？自心净土，自心净土就是有一念相应，一念成佛。但是这其实都有关系的哈。那之后可以再来讨论哈。好，那讲这么多净土，大家会不会觉得为什么要有净土？大家有没有觉得净土重要吗？那为什么？没烦恼。所以净土大家应该想不想去啊？应该是想要去，对不对？所以想要去就是这个净土是我们大家的一个理想，是不是？目标。所以呢，有净土对我们来讲很重要，是不是？他讲的有一个希望，有一个更好的环境，那当然是对我们是什么？有一个什么鼓励，也真的是可以，可不可以达到？刚刚讲的这些净土其实是可以达到，不然介绍那么多弥勒菩萨也好，佛陀也好，他可以修正到那个当下见净土，所以表示是可以的吗？当然是可以的，佛可以做到，那我们渐渐学习也可以到佛的境界嘛，齁。所以只要我们在修正上，我们慢慢修行，自然可以体验到 这些净土的。
So, the four types of Pure Land we just mentioned, you know, the heaven, out of these four, the heavenly realm or the Buddhism Pure Land, they are like out of this world, they are, in other place. And the human realm Pure Land, they are also like in the future, they're not in this world. So the only Pure Land that's, very relevant is this Pure Land in our mind.And, we will have a deeper discussion later. And now let's discuss the question of why there is Pure Land. Is Pure Land important? And we have Bodhisattva that shared that it is very important because it gives us Buddhist a goal, a hope, a motivation. And so is it possible to go to Pure Land? It is. And, so we should have to keep practicing and keep learning to be there.
好，其实大家有想过佛菩萨为什么刚刚有讲，包括佛国净土这些净土，佛菩萨佛啊哈，为什么要建这些净土？就佛菩萨为什么要创造这样一个环境呢？哈，佛菩萨有出于什么？他的慈悲心嘛，所以他希望众生可以怎么样？离苦得乐嘛，所以要创造一个环境，让大家可以来好好的什么修行之后离苦得乐，所以出于诸佛菩萨的慈悲，好、哦，所以净土其实也是指佛的世界，用佛的愿力所完成的世界。那这个环境是为了帮助我们这些众生成熟众生，然后成就佛道。
So why do Bodhisattvas they create, Pure Land to begin with? It is out of what? Out of their compassion. And because they are compassionate and they use their vows to create this Pure Land, and they want, all the, Bodhisattvas to, gain maturity in their practice, to attain Buddhahood in their practice. So,All this environment, this world, is, out of, Buddha's compassion, and they create this environment for us.
好，所以由这里也看出说，我们凡夫跟佛菩萨的不同点在哪里？我们怎么会感得这个环境呢？那佛菩萨又为什么他可以创造佛国净土？好，慈悲智慧这些，那所以一般来讲哈，佛菩萨用他的愿力成就他的国土，那我们凡夫如果没有修学，是用什么来建立环境？
业力。
哦，对，就用我们的业力嘛，哈，就感得我们的环境是怎么样的，好，所以凡夫是用什么业力来完成我们一生又一生的环境，就像我们生投胎身为人生，诸位菩萨坐在这里，每个人的我们讲依报环境有没有相同？大家的哈，是不是每个人都不一样？因为我们每个人带来的什么业力不一样，所以我们感到的环境不一样，包括我在这边讲，大家可能听到的也不一样，是不是这样？好，那佛菩萨就不一样了，佛菩萨是以愿力来完成这么多清净的佛国世界，所以佛菩萨的心跟我们不太一样。
So, So from this, we were able to see the difference from, Buddha and Bodhisattva to us common sentient beings. So, So why are the Buddha able to create Pure Land? And why are we like feeling this environment is so not pure? It is because for our common sentient beings, life after life, we percept our environment through our actions or our karmas. But for Bodhisattva and Buddha, they use their vows to, they use their practice, virtue to create and accomplish one after another, pure and solemn Buddha land. So for us, even though we share similar environment, everyone feel a little differently of this world. Even right now, if you're listening to my talk, different people have different feelings. So that's why for our common sentient beings, that's because we have different karma and we do different things, and that's why we have different perception of this world. Versus Bodhisattva and Buddha, they have their vows. So everywhere they go, they create one pure land after another.
好，所以以佛菩萨创建的净土来讲，佛的净土大概有分两种，好，大家也很熟悉的，一类是怎么样？是像阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，这阿弥陀佛发的愿，他是希望怎么样？哎，我这个净土成就之后，很多人来到我的净土之后呢，怎么样？在这边听经闻法，不断修行，只造善业，不造恶业，直到成佛为止。这是阿弥陀佛的悲愿，他的环境是怎么样？净土。好，那还有另外一尊，我们也很熟悉，是释迦牟尼佛，他的悲愿又不太一样，他是希望直接到什么？到哪里度众生？到五浊恶世来度众生。所以我们这个娑婆世界是释迦牟尼佛的净土，所以不太一样，但是都是同样的来自于诸佛菩萨的什么悲愿。
So these Pure Land that Bodhisattva created, we can categorize them in two types. One is when they make the instant vows. For example, Amitabha Buddha's Western happiness possessing Pure Land. When they make the vow that when they attain Buddhahood, there will be Pure Land, and all the sentient beings can hope to go to their Pure Land, they can listen to Buddha Dharma, they can keep practicing and only create good or virtuous karma and not create evil or defiled karma until they become Buddha. So this is one type. Another type is slightly different from Amitabha Buddha, but we have Shikyamuni Buddha. So Shikyamuni Buddha, he comes to this Saha world, and he wants to create Pure Land out of the Saha world. So that is his, so he make the vow that he wants to go to this world with virtue and evil, with suffering and happiness. And he wants to come here to deliver innumerable sentient beings, and want all the sentient beings to try to create a virtuous karma and try to get rid of suffering. And they come to this defiled world, and they use this world as the environment of their Buddhism Pure Land. So current land is the Pure Land for Shikyamuni Buddha.
好，所以说简单来讲，一个净土呢，哈，要能够成立的话，有来自两个方面，一个刚刚讲是诸佛的是什么愿力，哈，另外啊，他一个是诸佛的愿力，哈，当他在发心 诸佛菩萨在发心修学菩萨道时，他看到哎有净土这么庄严，那又看到众生这么苦，所以他要怎么创建这样的净土来成熟众生，这是他们的本愿哈。那除了这一方面，还有另外一方面来自哪里？只有净土，如果没有人去，有意义吗？没有意义哈。如果阿弥陀佛的净土建得很好，根本没人想去，那那个环好的环境就失去了意义。好，所以不止来自诸佛的本愿，另外一个是来自什么？我们众生，好，我们众生的功德还有心愿这两个因素呢，条件，然后这个净土才能成就。所以如果只有佛土没有培养求生佛土的众生的话，那个佛国就失去了意义了。
So we talked about the creation of Pure Land. So let's talk about the formation of Pure Land. So first of all, to create the Pure Land, we just talk about it's created from Buddha's vows. When they have this compassionate vows, they see how pure, how solemn the Buddha land is, and they also see how sentient beings suffered. So they make the vow to, in order for all the sentient beings to mature at their practice after millions of kalpas, they created this pure land. But the second aspect is, if Amitabha Buddha created Pure Land, there is no sentient beings go there. There's no meaning. So the second aspect of a formation of Pure Land is the sentient beings' virtue to complete and maintain this Pure Land. So after the Amitabha Buddha created this Pure Land, the sentient beings need to use their virtue and their wish to hope that one day they could go there. Otherwise, without the sentient being, the Pure Land have no meaning.
好，这个道理应该诸位菩萨有当过爸爸妈妈的应该也很清楚。好，如果你们的家是要为了小孩，你就会把家里怎么样，环境怎么样，环境整理好，包括也会去外面赚钱，想办法把家里弄得更好，是不是这样？那目的是谁？有个对象嘛，小孩啊。那佛菩萨的对象是谁？众生，他也会很努力的去什么累积功德，他赚的钱叫法财。佛菩萨是去累积这些种种资粮去庄严他的国土，就要像诸位菩萨当爸爸妈妈的人，你会很努力的去外面努力，然后对象是为了小孩，种种的把它庄严起来，那个意义，它这个道理是类似的。
So this is similar to if we have Bodhisattva who are parents. So if you have a little kid at your home, you are willing to keep the home clean, you're willing to go out and earn a lot of money, and what's the objective of you working so hard? It's for this little kid. And similarly, those Buddha and Bodhisattvas, they try to go everywhere to accumulate virtue, and what they are trying to do is to purify and dignify this Buddhism Pure Land. And their objective is for you, for the sentient beings, be able to practice in this Pure Land.
好，所以佛菩萨完全是把每一个众生就像看待他的小孩，每一个菩萨每一个众生都是他的小孩，最亲爱的小孩，然后所以去提供最好的环境，创建净土。
So for Bodhisattva, every sentient being is a little kid, and Bodhisattva, they just trying to create the best environment for sentient beings.
好，那所以简单讲呢，哈，我们一般知道戒律是我们三圣共同学习的基础，可是这个净呢，净土呢，是三圣共同的理想。
So let's talk about its meaning in Buddhism, the Pure Land. So we have Master Venerable Taishu that mentioned that the basis of the three vehicles of Buddhism is precept, but the ideal, the goal of the three vehicles of Buddhism is Pure Land.
好，所以净土哈是大小圣人都仰望而且希望去的，希望能够成就的一个理想哈。所以呢，不是只有净土中的人才可以修净土心，应该是说什么呀？所有学佛的都是以净土为共同的理想哈。所以净土和我们有没有密切关系？有哈。
So Pure Land is this ideal goal of both Mahayana and Hinayana Buddhist. So we have this school of Pure Land in Buddhism. But Pure Land shouldn't only be limited in that one school. It is the ideal goal of all different schools, of Tiantai school, of Chan, of Yogacara school. Every practitioner in every school, they can practice Pure Land and to broadcast this idea of Pure Land. And this is the same ideal goal for Buddhists.
好，接下来我们再从两个方面来看净土和我们有什么关系哈。那一般大家有听到往生净土，也有听到什么庄严净土，这两个有什么差别哈？首先我们来看一下这个往生净土，大家觉得往生净土合理吗？就是有一个环境我们就发愿往生，这个合不合理？我们来看一下哈，我们提到说我们有正报跟依报，那个就像别业共业是一样的意思，我们有个人感得的报身叫别业。可是大家你看我们这个整体的环境，山河大地，我们受用的是不是相同？以大环境来讲，不管是空气、水这些，是不是大环境来讲是共同的？好，这叫共业。但是在别业上也有不同哈。但是因为我们跟环境有关，所以共同的环境会不会影响我们？对，所以环境会影响我们。就是因为这样，所以怎么样？净土的环境也会跟我们有关系。如果好的环境就会不会帮助我们？当然会啊，是不是？那如果不好的环境相对也会让我们怎么样变坏嘛，齁，这大家都知道的齁。所以净土就是佛和众生有互相争议的作用，就是帮助我们众生修行齁。所以佛有净土来教化众生，那众生也因为佛创建净土而想去那样的环境，所以合不合理？
合理
嘛，哈。孟母三迁大家都知道嘛，哈，为了小孩去选择搬家搬三次，去选择一个好的环境，让他的小孩可以受教育嘛。所以可见环境的影响重不重要？所以重要，所以选择环境很重要。所以对我们来讲，净土有没有帮助？当然有帮助，所以会选择要往生净土。
So now that we see that Pure Land is the goal of Buddhists, we want to examine deeper the relevancy of Pure Land to us. There are two relevant concepts. One is sentient being pass away and go to Pure Land. Another is sentient beings, they purify and dignify Pure Land. So first, let's look at sentient being who wish vow to pass away and go to Pure Land. So is this something that's reasonable? So basically, we want to first examine the two concepts. One is the individual retribution. One is shared retribution. So individual retribution is how we individually, we have actions and karmas and we get certain retribution. And shared retribution is the air, the river, the mountain, the earth that we shared. And because we share this environment together and we percept the environment together, so we are greatly impacted by this environment and we impact the environment and sentient beings in this environment. So in this sense, it is very reasonable that we wish to pass away and go to Pure Land. Because in Pure Land, Buddha and the sentient beings are able to encouraging each other in practice and enhance each other in practice. So for example, in this ancient China, we have the story of this Confucius master. When he was little, his mom moved the home three times in order to move to a very educated and nice neighborhood. So this is to say that the environment impact us. And in a Pure Land, Buddha and the sentient beings in Pure Land, they encourage each other. So it is very reasonable if we wish to go to Pure Land after we pass away.
好, 也像诸位菩萨哈，在假日会愿意来到道场听经闻法，有没有经过诸位菩萨的选择？有哈，你一定是有觉得来这边有获益有增长才会来到这个，所以是经过你们的选择啊，觉得这个环境可以帮助大家一起来修行，是吗？
So it's similar to how you come here in this, you know, vacationing summer time, and it is after your selection, your subjective choices, you come here, you want to encourage each other to come here and practice, so you choose to come here.
好，但是从另外一方面来讲，哦，这个我们都想要往生净土，那如果没有人庄严有成就一个净土，我们有净土可以去吗？哦，就像大家来这边来道场听经，如果一个是没有道场，好，哦，还有一个也可能没有人讲，或者这里没有人一大早来怎么样打扫环境啊，没有人布置桌椅，没有人这些音响设备都没有准备好，大家能够在这边这么安稳的听经吗？
So, one aspect is we make the choice to go to Pure Land, similar to how we make the choice to come here and learn about Dharma. Another aspect of relevancy to us is to every sentient being should try to purify and dignify the Pure Land. So this is similar to how we have Bodhisattva and volunteers here. They come early to clean up the practice center. They come here early to set up the audio and video. And without these volunteers, they try to complete, they try to purify the center. You can't sit here and listening to Dharma peacefully.
好，所以那除了往生净土，所以谁会庄严净土呢？哈， 谁会庄严？好，我们其实也在做庄，有没有在做庄严净土的工作？有，好，因为我们学佛菩萨嘛，所以佛菩萨啊，一定做什么的事？庄严净土，好，好，所以呢，在大圣经到处都提到要庄严净土，所以菩萨他在因地修行的时候，他就在累积无量功德，庄严国土，一直到成佛时才圆满成就一个净土。好，所以呢，佛呢不是只有住在他清净的法界中，只要在因地修行，就像我们现在在凡夫菩萨的时候，就在怎么样庄严净土，一直在累积我们的功德来庄严净土。所以佛菩萨都是以什么庄严净土，为了成就众生而庄严净土，就做这两件事。
So without people that dignify and purify the pure land, there's no pure land that we can go to. So in fact, every one of us, volunteers and people, we're doing the work to dignify and purify the pure land. So in Buddha Dhamma, there are two works of two main tasks of Bodhisattva. One is they create and attain pure land. One is they deliver sentient beings. And because they want to deliver sentient beings to attain this pure land, so sentient beings can practice there. And so dignify and purify pure land is a very important part of a Bodhisattva's goal.
也就是说齁，往生净土跟庄严净土呢齁，这两个呢，就算要选择往生净土，要不要也做庄严净土的事？当然要，不然怎么样？去不了，你要累积成佛的资粮。刚刚就是做两件事嘛，哦，好。那所以我们一般只知道阿弥陀佛是发愿往生而得净土的吗？是不是？大家有读过《无量寿经》吗？法藏比丘的时候是怎么样？他因地发愿，那他不是发愿我要去哪个净土，是不是？他是发愿怎么样？累积种种功德去什么成就国土嘛？所以在这个无量寿佛君就提到，是法藏比丘在211个什么国土净土里面，他去选择挑选一个最好的，然后发愿来成就，是不是这样？对，所以阿弥陀佛他是庄严什么净土，最后再成就众生去什么往生净土。
So if we look at these two relevancy to us, you know, wish to pass away and go to pure land, and the work do work to purify pure land, they are like interrelated. For example, for Amitabha Buddha, if you read the Sutra of Limitless Longevity, you will see that, you know, the Amitabha Buddha, he doesn't vow to go to this other pure land. He basically had this instant vow that I want to attain and complete this pure land. And so he did the work to purify the pure land, so future sentient beings can go there and practice in this solemn, pure land. And so we can see these two aspects are related. The wish to pass away and go to pure land, and the work to purify and dignify pure land.
好，所以 菩萨为什么要摄取净土，就成立净土，简单讲就是怎么样，菩萨学谁啊？学佛嘛。那我们学佛菩萨，那他佛是这样的什么，去清净庄严净土，他菩萨发心学佛，当然学佛那样做嘛，齁。那庄严净土不是为了自己受用着想，一个好的环境最终目的是为了什么，教化众生，哦，这是佛菩萨的悲愿，哦，是这样的。
So all the Bodhisattva in their practice, they learn from Buddha, and we learn from Buddha and Bodhisattvas. So all their goal to purify the Pure Land is not for themselves, it's for every sentient beings or of us to have a nice environment to practice. It's because of their compassionate vows for all sentient beings.
好，所以有一个环境就可以利用成就这个净土，可以教化众生，那众生去那边可以修行，好好怎么样修学佛法，成就佛道，那所以重点是为了众生，菩萨是为了众生而取净土，如果没有众生就没有净土，所以菩萨绝对不会为了自己想要安乐而去创造这个环境，是为了众生。
So Bodhisattva, they want to create this environment so all the sentient beings can attain Buddhahood. So Bodhisattva, the emphasis is for all the sentient beings. They don't create the Pure Land so they can sit there and relax and enjoy it. They create the environment, the Pure Land, because they want all sentient beings to go there and attain Buddhahood.
So,简单讲，发愿庄严净土，这是我们大乘佛法的一个正道。那往生净土呢，其实就是佛和众生有这个环境会彼此增长，这是佛菩萨另外什么再开一个方便门，就是往生净土。那因为众生受到佛菩萨的什么感召，然后去到那边，然后在那边修行，那往生净土修行它是什么有帮助的，什么多便利少障碍，哦，能够得到不退转，也不会落入到二圣和三恶道中，所以这是往生净土的什么好处啦，哦，就是佛菩萨在开的一个方便门，但最终我们也要学习佛菩萨怎么样庄严净土，所以即使是发愿往生什么西方极乐世界，最终还是要回到哪里？回到娑婆世界度众生，哦，所以那只是路径有一些过程不一样，但最终还是一样是要发悲愿度众生的。
So we just talk about the Bodhisattva and Buddha, they make the vow to purify and dignify the Pure Land, which is the righteous way of Buddhism. And the second part is the wish to pass away and go to a Pure Land. And this is really a convenience method. All the sentient beings, they feel the Buddha's call and they wish to pass away and go to this realm, this Pure Land to practice. And in this Pure Land, there are all sorts of convenience and benefits. So in this Pure Land, it is easier to practice. There are less obstructions for your practice. And all your virtue won't go back, and you won't go to Hinayana, or you won't go to the three evil realms, three lower realms. So really, it is a convenience method to to wish to pass away and to wish to, after you pass away, to go to Pure Land. But the real method, the real right way is to purify the the Pure Land. And so even if there are sentient beings after they pass away, they go to Pure Land, eventually they need to come back and deliver sentient beings and purify Pure Land.
好，接下来也可以问问大家哈，刚刚提到哈，我们说圣道门就是说像释迦牟尼佛也或者法藏比丘这样在修行过程中都是经过什么自力修行，好，修六度万恒第三期百劫到成佛才入净土。那刚刚提到的净土门往生净土呢，就是藏诸佛的大悲愿力，我们跟着什么依着起信发愿，然后求生净土，然后成就阿惟越智，就是阿毗跋致，然后不退转位，那不用历经出阿僧祇劫就能登到人位哈，这是往生净土的方便。
So we just talk about the convenience method. So usually in the usual method, sentient being they should use their own practice. They go through different kalpas, they different disasters, and then they attain Buddhahood, then they can go to Pure Land. Versus the Pure Land method is a convenience method where you try to gain other bodhisattvas' vows, the benefits, sorry, the benefit of their power and their vows. And this is a convenience method, and where they allow you to go to this land and realm where your virtue won't go back, won't decrease, and you don't have to go through kalpas to attain the original, the initial achievement.
但这两个呢，最终我们讲净土生因，就是在因地的是，就像我们在修行的时候，它基本上有共同的 修行的内容是一样的，是怎么样？都要发菩提心，修出离心、慈悲心，还有修种种的功德，这个是一样的。就算往生西方极乐世界也一样，就算还没往生之前所做的事跟什么圣道门都是一样的，要什么发菩提心，怎么样？六度万恒也要累积种种功德，这些是一致的，他的菩萨行愿都是相同的。
So we talk about these different methods, but in the instant, in the current moment, all the practice we need to do, all the content are the same. We need to cultivate the Bodhi mind, the mind that's compassionate to others, the mind, the willingness of getting out of suffering. These contents of practice in the current moment, it's the same. We need to cultivate beneficial virtue. These contents are still the same.
好，接下来有人就问师父怎么样两个问题，哦，大家待会也可以想一想。一个是说问师父想不想去西方极乐世界，另外一个是问师父想不想来这个娑婆世界呢？大家觉得师父会怎么回答？想不想去西方极乐世界？大家觉得师父想去西方极乐世界，请举手。好，一个，好，好。那大家觉得在问想不想再来这个世界呢？师父想再来的请举手。哦，这个比较多人觉得，呵呵。好，我们来看看师父的回答哈。
So we want to talk about two questions people asked 师父 Venerable Master 圣严。First is, do you want to go to this Western happiness possessing Amitabha's Pure Land? And the second question is, do you want to come back to this Saha world?So Fa Shi asked, if you think Shifu want to go to this Western happiness possessing Pure Land, raise your hand. And I think very few people raise your hand, raise their hand. And what about, does Shifu want to come back to the Saha world? Yeah, we have one really solid that raised hand. Let's see how Shifu answered.
好，那师父怎么说呢？想不想去西方极乐世界？师父说，那个地方那么好，谁不想去呢？好，那另外一个是说，想不想再来这个娑婆世界呢？师父回答说，这里有这么多人学佛，这么多的朋友需要佛法，当然还会再来。
So 师父 answered that, so first question,Do you want to go to Western Pure Land? And Shifu said, that place is so nice and so solemn. Who don't want to go there? And the second question is, do you want to come back to the Saha world? And Shifu answered that in this world, there are so many people, they practice Buddhism, and so many friends that needs Buddhism, that needs Buddha Dharma. Of course, I will come back.
那这两个呢，最终师父有下一段话，大家可以去思维。好，师父说，如果一个人的心已经得自由、得解脱了，这两个世界是相同的，是没有分彼此的。哈，不过呢，一定要发愿，不能什么随波逐流，人家叫你去哪里你就去哪里，甚至以为什么呀？随便去变狗变牛，做强盗土匪都好，这样就不对了。心一定要有一个方向，要发悲愿，重点是悲愿，不要被自己，不要让自己增加困扰还造恶。但愿众生脱离苦海，那这样的话，不管你去到哪里，那里就是净土了。
So, Fa Shi shared, Shifu goes deeper into these questions. So, first of all, if your mind is enlightened or liberated, then these two worlds are the same. There's no difference. The second point is, however, even if these lands are the same, you have to have a direction of your mind. You have to make vows. You can't just follow whatever people say. That way, like, you go wherever people let you go, then you might go to animal realm, you might become robber if you don't have a direction for your mind. That's wrong.Your mind have to have a direction and you have to make compassionate vows. And as long as you don't add defilement, trouble for evilness for yourself, but as long as you wish that all the sentient beings can be delivered, wherever you are, that place is pure land.
好，所以重点是在那个什么？有一颗悲愿为众生的心，去到哪里，都会是净土，这很重要。
So the emphasis is you have to have this vow, and then wherever you go, everywhere is pure land.
好，我们学佛，那怎么样？佛是怎么成的呢？简单讲，我们从两个方面，佛又叫做什么？两足尊。哪两足啊？福德跟智慧，其实也跟前面讲的是一样的。为了要让什么？为了要让这个众生的身心清净，必须要修什么？修智慧。如果要让这个世界清净，要修什么？修福德。就刚刚讲的譬喻，有菩萨在这边做什么？做搬桌椅啊，整理啊，还什么有人煮菜啊，这些都在做什么？修什么？修福德，让这个环境庄严，然后接引众生来学佛。当然本身自己也要修什么智慧，让自己的身心做净化。好。
So how is Buddhahood attained? So Buddha, we call Buddha most respected in two aspects. One aspect is blessing. One aspect is wisdom. So, and in Mahayana Buddhism, we should learn and cultivate both. The wisdom is to purify your own mind, and blessing is to purify the world around you. For example, today for the Dharma talk, we need people to come here, clean this practice center. We need people to set things up. We need Bodhisattva to cook for us. And these are all blessings. And blessing can bring, purify the world around us. So for Mahayana Buddhism, we need to learn both.
其实我们很重要的其实就是学佛菩萨怎么学佛的过程，就是要学佛菩萨的什么做两件事，什么庄严净土，然后什么成就众生，这两件，这是我们学佛一定要做的事，让所有有众生都能成就善法来清净解脱，也不只是身心的净化，还进一步到什么整个环境的清净，这是我们要学佛菩萨要做的事。那这两件事做到圆满，就得到什么法身的圆满，跟身心净化得到法身的圆满，那环境清净之后，最后得到净土的圆满。所以我们众生现在我们有我们自己的依报，可是我们学佛就是最后成佛会跟佛一样，依报正报都达到理想的境界，这就是最后就都能成佛了。
So the Bodhisattva's work in order to benefit all sentient beings, there are two aspects. One is to help all sentient beings. Another is to purify the Pure Land. So for the sentient being with beneficial and virtuous karmic roots, in order for them to attain Buddhahood and be liberated, we want this pure and solemn environment for the sentient beings. So once we attain Buddhahood, we attain perfection in two parts. One is the perfection of this Dharma body, the completeness of Dharma body. One is the perfection and completeness of Pure Land. And all of us, we have shared retribution, and Buddha have shared retribution. And once both the land and the Dharma body is complete in perfection, and that's when we attain the true Buddhahood.
所以我们今天提到这种种净土，我们知道如何来学佛菩萨来成就净土。那大家刚刚听到的很多里头，你们印象最深的是什么？发愿度众生，这是其实是最重要哈。那虽然讲我们刚刚有讲到四种净土，好像连人间净土提到的不在现实人间，但是其实如果我们以怎么样学心，佛的心清净感的环境的清净，如果我们一步一步的来什么净化我们的身心，净化我们的环境，最后就能成就什么整个佛国净土嘛。所以提到人间净土不是要否定什么佛国净土，不是的，而是说十方三世所有诸佛菩萨成就的国土呢，或者要让我们可以往生，我们将来要往生净土，最终基础在哪里？在我们现在，就是在人间基础做起。 这是最重要的。所以诸位菩萨今天可以来这边怎么样来道场，所以是很重要的，不只是环境庄严，还要怎么样，还要自己要有庄严，自己也要庄严，所以我们自己身心要去做什么，做净化，所以才不会说环境很好，可是里面的人都烦烦恼恼，就不是净土嘛。所以我们自己每个人都要怎么样，也要学习修智慧，净化我们的身心，然后也要做什么庄严道场的事，就是从这样做起嘛，那慢慢就可以把这个什么自己的成佛资粮慢慢累积起来，其实我们就是学习这个很重要。那今天只是怎么样初步的了解了什么叫做净土啦，大概介绍一下，但是净土非常重要，所以净土思想跟我们大乘佛教绝对有什么不可分离的关系，所以净土的信仰不可以去毁谤它，所以离开了净土就没有大乘，净土是就是大乘的思想，我们学佛不管大小乘就是要学修净土行，学佛菩萨什么庄严佛土成就众生。
So, Fashi asked, what's your deepest impression of the talk today? And we have Bodhisattva share that the vows of Bodhisattva is the most important. And in order, we talk about Pure Land in human realm today, this is not to negate the Buddhism Pure Land that's existing elsewhere. We're just saying today, now we can create the basis to purify Pure Land. The first aspect is to purify the environment, and the second part is to purify our own mind to increase our wisdom. And so hence, the idea of Pure Land is very important. It is interrelated. It is part of the Mahayana Buddhism. And the faith in Pure Land, we shouldn't speak evil or bad of this Pure Land faith. And it is, without Pure Land, there's no Mahayana Buddhism. So Pure Land is very relevant to Mahayana Buddhism.
所以净土是我们学佛人的什么共同目标，所以我们从自己开始什么做起，净化我们自己的身心，然后环境，进而怎么样往外也影响接引其他人来什么做净化身心，净化什么环境的这些庄严的事，这样我们的人生还有这个大环境世界就会因为我们越多人来修行，最后就能成就什么人间净土，所以我们的世界就会很什么很和谐，很什么清净和平庄严最后祝福大家呢都能够怎么样平安健康快乐，阿弥陀佛。
So, if we purify our mind inwardly and outwardly, we will be able to impact sentient beings around us, and ultimately we can create a greater environment, a peaceful world. 阿弥陀佛。That's the talk today. Thank you.